looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
And Christine's on the line this afternoon. Christine, welcome back to Drive. Nice to chat again.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
How did the meeting go today with your neighbours in Sydney Metro?
Look, it was a constructive meeting with Sydney Metro this morning. Sam and Teresa, obviously, like with everything else, the emotional toll that it has taken on them has been immense, and it's... It was good for them to make contact with, proper contact with Sydney Metro today, in which case they met with Rebecca McPhee and a number of others, I think four, from the Sydney Metro team.
Well, it's a pretty emotional time for all of you. I mean, for Frank and Mary next to you on one side, across the road you've got Sam and Teresa. Genuine, hard-working people who simply want a fair and reasonable outcome. You're not asking a lot.
No, and like Frank and Mary and like all of us, Sam and Therese just want to relocate back in the area like for like, which was reinforced today to Sydney Metro. Sydney Metro are still... of course, relaying back to the Just Terms Act and the same method of valuations that have been previously used, which they have to abide by as well. But like we've said previously, they're taking our land under a massive construction footprint, and... we have no chance of relocating back in the area.
It's just so, it's unfair, and you're not asking for sheep stations, you're not being greedy, you just want something that's fair market value. Claremont Meadows, 450, 500 metres away, guess what, that's zoned residential, it's worth $1,400 a square metre, you're being offered $120 a square metre. It's rotten.
Well, that's right. And the gist is that the gist that we're getting is that their hands are tied due to the Just Terms Act. However, like in our case, like in Sam and Teresa's, and like in Frank and Mary's, our hands are tied. We under the terms that Sydney Metro are giving, we will not be able to relocate in the area. And the fact remains that Sydney Metro is going to make millions of dollars rezoning this area into residential, mixed commercial, and mixed-use residential to rezone the area once purchasing our homes at these rural rates.
Mm. Well, this has got ramifications for all of Sydney, this Just Terms Act 1991. It's seriously flawed. And it's not just about Orchard Hills residents. It's obviously you're feeling it right now. But this is a major, major issue that has to be addressed by the government.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It definitely needs to be addressed because it will happen again. It's happening to us currently, and I'm sure it's happened in the past, as we've seen.
Mm. You've met with Shadow Transport Minister Chris Minns also today. This is as this other meeting was unfolding with Sam and the Grimers. How did your meeting with Chris Minns go?
Chris Minns has been a wonderful support. He's a lovely man. He came out and took in the actual scope of area, the construction footprint that has been taken, and he's continuing to support us in this fight for fairness.
Okay. Before I let you go, what's the Tanya Davies, the local Liberal MP? She's been fairly vocal and passionate supporting you and going against her own government. What's Tanya saying right now about what's going on?
Well, Tanya absolutely wants us to be able to relocate in the area, and she thinks that she is supporting us in that fight.
Yeah.
She's absolutely supporting us in getting a value which reflects the Orchard Hills market.
That's right. The Claremont Meadows, 450 metres away. You're not... Oh, dear, oh, dear. Okay, we're going to stay on the... You must be... I mean, I'm frustrated, let alone how you must feel. I mean, it's...
Oh, it absolutely is. And it's... Like we've said from the beginning, that is all we want.
Yeah.
We feel like our homes are being taken for nothing. Chris Minns today has been a wonderful support. Tanya Davies has been a wonderful support. But we just want like for like. There's a real injustice here. It has happened before. It's happening to us now, and it will happen again.
Yeah, it will. It will. And it needs to be addressed, the Just Terms Act in particular. Christine, thank you. I'm glad you're getting around the round table with these... with Rebecca McPhee and the Sydney Metro people. And as I said, we're staying on the case. We're not letting it go. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Thanks so much for your support.
You're welcome.